This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. Hurd, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm offended. I'm offended by my friends on the other side of the political aisle saying this is political theater. This is not political theater. For me, this is serious. I spent 9.5 years as an undercover officer in the CIA. I was the guy in the back alleys collecting intelligence, passing it to lawmakers. I've seen my friends killed. I've seen assets put themselves in harm's way. And this is about protecting information, the most sensitive information the American government has. And I wish my colleagues would take this a little bit more seriously.
Some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
You government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are the community that I'm talking about. Personalize it. Take it personally that you do not want the totalitarians around you. You just have to do that. Because you know what? If the totalitarians are allowed to promulgate themselves throughout our culture, then our society is over. We will not let that happen. You'll listen to this radio show. We'll tell you about the totalitarians. You can make up your own mind. You can actually go out and fight against them. It's one person at a time telling them the truth, telling people the truth about the totalitarians. And we live in a vacuous period right now. It's amazing. You know, the left has done a fantastic job of keeping you ignorant if you are one of those who always gets their news from the mainstream media. And we've been saying this for years. That's why we are the alternative media. We are the people that, you know, bringing you the real news and facts and information about what is really truly going on that you're not getting. You know, it's interesting. Some of these news outlets are 3 and 4 years behind the scene in terms of reporting the news to you, including Fox News. Now, I like Fox News a lot. I don't like some of the stuff they've done. They tried to do to Trump and certain personalities going after Trump in subtle ways. And then, of course, you had basically Fox News being the cover place for all the Never Trumpers, such as Katie Pavlich. Total, you know, I was at CPAC in Washington, D.C. this year. And interesting, I'm going to post up a picture because I was sitting in the Donald Trump booth at CPAC. And Donald Trump decided not to go to CPAC. This is a conservative group. Because he was being so excoriated by the likes of people like Glenn Beck, Katie Pavlich, others of the Fox News contributors, and like all of them, Mark Levin, being excoriated absolutely butchered. And we're sitting there, Chris Street and myself, we're sitting there, we're waiting for the debate that was going to happen with Donald Trump, presidential debate. This was, of course, in January, and it was the primaries. And they were going to have, the whole thing was in a very big room. It's about 10,000 people, maybe 12,000 people in this room. It was massive room in Washington, D.C. Anyway, so what happens was there's like a warm-up group that comes out. And you had Guy Benson and you had Katie Pavlich that came out on the panel. I'll get into the panel in a second. But before that, you had Sean Hannity. And I got to tell you, Sean Hannity, I am so proud of Sean Hannity because he stood up in that meeting with a seething crowd of Trump haters the hatred and vitriol was coming from the likes of Guy Benson and Katie Pavlich. It was just, and of course, there was the never Trumpers out there, the Glenn Becks and so on, that were just ripping on him right and left. So you had a lot of these youngers that were being basically like a high school auditorium. And trust me, I've done, I don't know, hundreds of high school assemblies. I know how this works. That were being just all riled up to hate Trump. And it was coming down to that night. And the next day, Trump was supposed to show up at CPAC and give a speech, right? So we're sitting there and we're watching all the stuff going on. And Sean Hannity comes out and just like a stand-up, loyal American, gives a speech to everybody to kind of take the chill off of this hatred that was out there. Sean had it right. Outstanding American, Sean Hannity. Yeah, Fox News. Sean comes out and gives us just brilliant speech about, you know, it doesn't matter who we select as president, this is the person we need to support. One of those kind of deals. And it was very patriotic, and he won over the crowd. And it was absolutely amazing because the crowd was just a seething mass of hate. I haven't seen anything like that in a long time, I got to tell you. And I'm used to working with large groups of people at one time. I understand the dynamics that when you have to give a speech in front of 10 or 12,000 people or 1,000 people or 3,000 or 300 people and you sense hate from them. I get that. But this was hate on a different level that was being expressed towards Donald Trump. And Sean Hannity came out and blunted the hate, only to be followed up by a panel of four Fox News contributors, Katie Pavlich being the main player and Guy Benson being the other one, that were spewing hatred towards them. Go look it up. You can see how they're just hating on Trump. And, of course, what happened was Donald Trump didn't show up the next day. He said, who needs this? By the way, as they were talking about hating on Trump, there were supporters in the room for Trump. And you know what they did? They just got up and walked out. We were watching it. Chris Street and I were watching the flood of people just leaving. See, that's the kind of stuff we don't need. And, of course, you have people being paid off to hate Trump. And you know, there's all kinds of stuff that were happening there, the dynamics. It was kind of interesting dynamics that I was watching. But the bottom line is, guess what? Sean Hannity prevailed. Donald Trump prevailed. And the next day, I had the opportunity to sit in the booth that was supposed to be occupied by the Donald Trump supporters. And there's a picture of me with the booth. Funny story, as I sat in the booth, I didn't realize it was right next to the Red State Talk radio booth. I didn't realize that the banner up above me, behind me in the black field, was Donald Trump campaign, you know? And I just sat down. I didn't even bother reading it. But people were coming up to me and asking me about Donald Trump. And it was like a steady stream. Well, is Donald going to show up today? And I'm like going, you know, I just wanted to work on my computer. I thought it was just an empty table. Turned out to be the guy. One of the guys finally said, well, don't you know anything about Donald Trump? So what's going on? I said, no. He says, well, why are you here? And he points up to the thing and said, Donald Trump for president. I said, now I get why everybody's coming up to me, because they see this banner right there. But I said, as far as I know, he's not going to be here. And he didn't show up. That's the kind of stuff we don't need in with conservatives. But, you know, you have to ferret out these people who don't understand. Basically, Pavlich and Guy Benson are ignorant. They're ignorant about the whole presidential process, in my opinion. They go up there and they talk and they know and they think they know. But, they're, you know, basically, they're children, in my opinion. To me, they're children that are ignorant of past practices, past presidents, and not living through a lot of things like Jimmy Carter, Richard Nixon, the Kennedy assassin, those sort of things. You know, we that are older, we understand it. And Sean Hannity had a degree of maturity about himself to totally understand that as well, and he was doing a fantastic job of winning over the public in that CPAC event. And I was really happy to say I'm proud that Sean Hannity is a fellow traveler in the media world with me, and I am with him. And I'll tell you, he did America a great service that night. He held the party together for the most part, even though there was a lot of people that are out there criticizing and condemning Donald Trump. He did a fantastic job. So my salute, I guess you could say, has turned out to be a salute for Sean Hannity. Anyway, a lot of things going on. We're going to come back, talk about a number of things. But one of the things is, of course, these shootings that took place. There are four officers that were down. Two are dead. Two of them were ambushed. There's no question about it. One is still in the hospital. The other one is wounded, was released. One suspect is dead, is from what I understand. Now, I could be wrong. Now, a couple of things, though. If you're watching the History Channel and you're consumed by Hunting Hitler, my suggestion is you continue to be consumed because it's a fabulous show. I'm very knowledgeable about what happened with Hitler after World War II. Actually, I visited the Führer Bunker and met with Christoph Neubauer, who Christoph Neubauer in the first segment of the second season was actually featured in a big way, a person I met standing on the Führer Bunker. When we come back, we'll talk about the influence of Adolf Hitler. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, a21r.com. Okay, a show I would suggest all of you watch, if you can get your hands on it in cable, is on the History Channel called Hunting Hitler. And this is the story about how Adolf Hitler escaped after World War II. The story that has been told for years that I believed, even as I visited the Führerbunker in 1992 and talked to Christoph Neubauer, one of the people who's featured extensively in this show. I was a believer, and I thought when Christoph Neubauer said to me as I was leaving at the time to go see where they claimed where Hitler's body was at the Führerbunker, I said to him, I asked him where they found the Führer's body, and he said, well, they said it was over here, and it's now a child's playground, blah, blah, blah. So I started walking over there, and he said to me, he says, but Hitler survived. That was back in 1992, and I said to myself, this kook, what kind of a kook is this? You know, everybody knows Hitler died in the Führerbunker. Well, fast forward to 2011 or 2012, and I just decided to go to bed, listening to George Norrie, and all of a sudden I start to hear this guy talking about Hitler surviving the bunker, and it's kind of a similar theme to what I was hearing in 1992. So I sit up in bed, and I listen to the interview. And the interview was with a guy by the name of Peter Lavenda, L-E-V-E-N-D-A, Lavenda. And it was interesting because he was like saying stuff I knew about. My own research and having gone to then East Germany, well, it was actually the wall had collapsed, communism came down, and they were feverishly trying to destroy the Führerbunker. That was the West German government. And Christoph Neubauer was standing out there the day I met him, as a historical preservationist, not a Nazi or anything like that. He wanted to preserve the bunker so that, quote, history would not repeat itself. That was his goal. That was back in 1992. So fast forward 2012, I'm listening to Peter Lavenda, who I didn't know who he was. So I ended up calling Peter Lavenda that night. I said, you know, you and I got to talk. You and I got to talk, dude. He had just written the book. The book came out called The Rat Line. And The Rat Line was his book that talked about how Hitler escaped. It escaped to Indonesia. That's where Peter Lavenda said he went to. He didn't die in Argentina, as people say. And I have a feeling that when you get into this program, this is the second season of Hunting Hitler, I might add. Now, there's a reason for everything, ladies and gentlemen. There's a reason for everything. This outing of Hitler at this point in time, especially on the heels of President Barack Hussein Obama and the Muslim Brotherhood influence in the White House and throughout the rest of the United States government, is something we need to, well, we have to bring that nexus together. And that's what this show is doing, in my opinion. It's absolutely laying out what happened with Hitler after World War II and his influence. Now, Peter Lavenda wrote the book called The Rat Line, and it details how Adolf Hitler and other megalomaniac killers and thugs from the Nazis were taken out of Germany prior to the end of World War II and then after the end of World War II through what was known as the Rat Line. It's set up by communists and Nazis and the Catholic Church through their monastery system were getting these people out of Germany. And you say, the Catholic Church, what's the relationship there? The Pope. The Catholics actively supported Hitler during World War II. The Pope did. Now, not all Catholics did. Now, come on. I'm from a Catholic family. I get it. That's not the point. The leadership did. Does that not ring a bell when you start thinking about this current Pope and how in lockstep marching he is with President Barack Hussein Obama in his policies and Islam? Oh, did I fail to mention that this Pope was a Jesuit? Something to consider, right? You need to be thinking a lot. So anyway, the book, The Rat Line, comes out. And the reason why he was able to put these facts together is because he had the files of J. Edgar Hoover from the FBI, which were not seen for 50 years after Hoover died. And he realized that Hoover was hunting Hitler through the 50s and 60s and 70s. Now, Lavenda, by chance, found him. He found where Hitler was after the fact. He died in the 1970s, according to Lavenda. And there's a lot more details still to come out about that. Details in which people cannot talk yet, even. But there's more to come out. We know this. So Hunting Hitler, the program, comes out last year. It details so much of the Rat Line. And now they're detailing more of the Rat Line and how people got out and how Hitler got out and where he lived. It's very interesting. It all comes down to Indonesia, though. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care if they go off on their tangent and they say he died in Argentina or whatever. That's not the case. He was being hunted in Argentina by his own people because he couldn't stay long in Argentina because why? His own Nazi buddies were trying to turn him in for the money. So they got him out. But he was actively building the Fourth Reich. And that is exactly what they're going to detail to you in this program. How the nuclear energy, how nuclear power, how he wanted to destroy America, Adolf Hitler. And gee whiz, here it is today. The destruction of America by demographics. If everything else fails and we can't get a nuclear bomb to destroy the United States of America, we got demographics. You know, the shape-shifting that's going on through, well, the Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS, the formation of ISIS, the creation of ISIS, to create this huge refugee flood, not only in Western Europe and in Europe in general, to destroy Western civilization, but what about here? And what about the cartels' activities to destroy families in Central and South America, for all these kids to come flooding across the borders in America? And what about all these radical Islamists that are coming into this country now by this president? Am I drawing a connection to you? A dot to you. I'm bringing the dot over to you so you can just touch it. And you can say, oh, I got that dot there and that dot there. We're connecting dots, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm dragging the dot to you so you see exactly what's going on here. This destruction of the United States of America is in play. And even though President Barack Hussein Obama only has less than 60 days left, we have to be constantly vigilant. And we have to be prepared. We have to know that there is going to be continued incidents like the four officers that were shot. Two of them apparently premeditated. These could have been ISIS activities. And, oh, by the way, yeah, this president of the United States, how many attacks by ISIS have occurred on this soil under this presidency? 85 mass murders under this presidency, only 7 under Ronald Reagan. And there's more. Quite frankly, 85 is where we stop the count. We know there's more. We just don't have all the facts yet. See, because when we have to aggregate all this information. So at this point in our aggregation process, we have 85 mass murders by this president. He's killing Americans. Killing Americans, this president. Now, think about that. His policies, well, his support of Islam, being a Muslim himself, as well, of course, they want to destroy America. That's their goal. Is clearly Islam's goal to do that. And don't, now, it's interesting, the Democratic Party now, they've gone from Deborah Wasserman Schultz to Keith Ellison, a known hater of America, who's a Muslim. But he's a House member of the House of Representatives. He's a known hater of America. Yeah, that's what we're getting down to. See, the Muslims, and but they're surrogates, they are surrogates of the Hitler regime, basically, through the Muslim Brotherhood, want to destroy America. And this is, it's that Fourth Reich business. And they're going to talk about that extensively. And you're going to see the parallels that are going to come out in this hunting Hitler to what's going on in the United States today. And you're going to shake your head and go, wait a minute. Who is really behind the movement to destroy our financial markets? Who is really behind the movement to destroy us culturally, a.k.a. take a knee, Colin Kaepernick to NFL football? Just a little bit of play there. Who's behind this attack on the demographics of the United States? Who are the real power players? You're going to have it spelled out to you by watching Hunting Hitler. It comes on Tuesday nights. Watch it. They're into the second season, second show. You need to watch all of them if you can. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, 821R.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
So the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time to battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, the other big news that was going on is what in the world is happening with, are you ready for this, Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney being someone who is selected, if you will, to be, well, perhaps, are you ready for this? Come on, you can't be, you got to be kidding me. No, to be, I know you're ready for this, to be the Secretary of State. Are you kidding me? That's what's going on in the mind of Donald Trump right now? Well, that's what we're seeing, is that he is possibly going to be selected to be Secretary of State. Listen to this.
That the president-elect will soon meet with 2012 Republican nominee Mitt Romney, indeed at Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey, this weekend. Governor Romney actively urged voters to reject Trump's candidacy during the GOP primaries, but Mr. Trump is now said to be evaluating Governor Romney for the job of Secretary of State.
Mitt Romney's a job creator. He's an American success story. He knows a lot about the world. Many things that Mitt Romney talked about in his 2012 election with respect to the world stage have come true. And I anticipate, you know, a meeting of the minds and of two equal partners in terms of those who love their country and want to make sure we have a peaceful and democratic transition into the next administration. And we know that Governor Romney can add to that conversation.
Meanwhile, many eyes remain fixed on Republican Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, the earliest supporter of Donald Trump in the upper chamber. and a man who is widely believed to have his pick of any cabinet job he might desire. Speculation, clearly labeled here as such, has placed him at the Department of Justice or perhaps the Pentagon. But many Trump loyalists privately hope that Sessions will remain in the...
Well, Jeff Sessions also mentioned. But let's unpackage this. We're going to get to Jeff Sessions in a minute. But let's unpackage the Romney thing, because I think this is the most important thing to understand. I have to struggle with it. I absolutely struggle with the fact that Donald Trump is doing this. But he's now as president. What is he doing? And can we trust him? Well, here we've reached these points before. I never felt for one second that President Barack Hussein Obama was going to do anything remotely close to working with people. Now, I want you to understand where I'm coming from, because I was as critical. Whatever Mitt Romney was doing, he's not out of the woods on this whole funding all these religious programs either, I might add. He is a globalist, clearly a globalist. I'm adamantly, staunchly opposed to globalists. Paul Ryan, I'm absolutely, I want him gone. But this is an interesting situation, and I'm going to make the comparison between President Barack Hussein Obama, who pulled some of his people, some of his critics in also, did the same sort of thing here to show that there was going to be some sort of unity in the nation, build trust, and all that sort of thing. And for him, it was working. The problem is this, and we must remember that the mind of President Barack Hussein Obama has nothing in it. It's devoid of governance. It's devoid of being able to handle people. It's devoid of even how the understanding of the legislative process works. He does not know how to, does he know how to reach out and work with the other side, President Barack Hussein Obama? And the answer, after 8 years, is a resounding no and hell no. Now, which also begs the question, does he even want to? And I would proper to say no and hell no. He does not want to, never has, never wanted to be, was never programmed with it, has never really successfully legislated anything either in the Illinois Senate or in the U.S. Senate. Nothing. Nothing. He doesn't know the process. He's unfamiliar with it. I've been saying this for years. He's ignorant. This is one of the things I said. Why are we voting for a guy who's ignorant of the process? This is in 2008. Why are we voting for a guy who's never done anything? He's a grant whore. No, grant as in whore. Yeah. That's what he grew up as. Annenberg Foundation, all these different foundations, and being coddled and programmed by none other than Bill Ayers and others. Let's talk about the birther incident. All those people in Hawaii who were influencing him as he grew up. Frank Marshall Davis, anyone? Saul Alinsky, anyone? Radicals, radicals, radicals. Radical communists. Others that were helping him out also include various fascist Nazi organizations. But, we don't want to talk about that because that might taint the reputation of the president. He's never had a business. He's never had employees. He's never hired and fired employees. He doesn't know what that whole thing is about. He has no idea about taxes. He has no idea about what the burden is on a small business owner. He has no idea what the burden is on big business. That's why the only people that really have accessed him who've had any kind of success in getting government to give them things have been large businesses where they've gotten just boatloads of either grants, in which they frittered away, shall we talk about Solyndra, or big businesses who understand the tax consequences and why they would get certain benefits from this president. And they would work him over. By the way, what did Donald Trump do with the lobbyist notion in his administration, in his transition team? He said, no, Chris Christie, no lobbyists are going to come into this office and be considered for jobs. And people that are going to be considered for jobs will not be able to lobby for 5 years after they've been out of office. Donald Trump said what he was going to do, and he did it. Donald Trump knows how to work the system. He knows how to play. He's a player. He's a multi-billionaire who's built and had to deal with government all his life as a professional. He has experience that, guess what? President Barack Obama never has had. And look what he's done to this country with no experience about how to build any kind of party unity, how to pass legislation. How much are we in debt? Everything's ruined or on the track to being ruined. We're not going to let it. This nation is going to step up and be strong. You can see the trend. And what happened to the stock market? Everybody was saying on the left, Donald Trump has no experience. It's a laughable joke. He's had no experience. Oh, and he's a womanizer, and he's done all these nasty things and stuff like. And what about President Barack Hussein Obama? How many people has he murdered? How many people has he killed? And Hillary Rodham Clinton? In his tenure of 8 years, Arab Spring, anyone? Beheadings, ISIS. He formed ISIS. He's the father of ISIS, the founder of ISIS. And Hillary Rodham Clinton, another founder, is the mother of ISIS. They formed ISIS, and we have the evidence that they were responsible for forming ISIS. And guess what? Now what do we have? We have all these. How many times have we been attacked by terrorists during the 8 years? There's over 85 mass murders, three or more being a consideration for mass murder per event, under this president. There were seven with Ronald Reagan in 8 years. You tell me what kind of experience this man has, Obama versus Trump. That's why I can support the conversation about Romney. I can say I understand where he's coming from, Donald Trump. He's bringing in his adversaries. He wants to mend the fence. If the adversaries don't, that's on them. And Mitt Romney jumped to attention and said, yes, we're going to talk. He's all for Donald Trump because he knows this. Trump has him in a place where he has to support Trump. If, in fact, Romney was to turn him down, he would be condemned to the ash heap of history as a disloyal American. That's why he's going. Stay with us.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
On Republican Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, the earliest supporter of Donald Trump in the upper chamber, and a man who is widely believed to have his pick of any cabinet job he might desire. Speculation, clearly labeled here as such, has placed him at the Department of Justice or perhaps the Pentagon. But many Trump loyalists privately hope that Sessions will remain in the Senate, where his long experience and his investment in the issue of immigration can help advance the Trump legislative agenda. Now, if you missed out on all those huge Donald Trump rallies, you missed out on all that action during the campaign season, take heart, because the word is now that the president-elect is considering a victory tour of just such rallies in the states that he won.
Abby. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, great idea. Donald Trump, let me tell you that Donald Trump may be coming to California. Yeah, maybe soon, coming to California. We're waiting to see what's going to happen. That would be kind of neat. We'll let you know what happens if, in fact, President Donald Trump, perhaps at that time, maybe sooner, I don't know, would be coming to California. We think it would be exciting if he did, because he can win. We can win California for the conservatives. And, you know, I'm telling you, they are in so much disarray right now on the left in California. They are. They are. I mean, listen, I know the insiders in a lot of those bureaucracies down, bureaucracies, spell it right, say it right, Paul. The bureaucracies down there in Sacramento. I'm kind of giddy. When I get giddy, I kind of get, anyway, but I talked to these people, and I got two phone calls yesterday. I got one the day before from various, you know, these are people that, you know, that are in the scene, and they talk to various people, and there's a couple of legislative staffers and so on. They are in panic mode. Now, one of them who's not in panic mode, one of our people, is a staffer for a state senator. And she's not in panic mode at all. It's very interesting, that whole scenario. She's not in panic mode at all. She's laughing. We're laughing on the phone. Because it's going to happen to all these Democrats down there. The monoparty of California may be really totally disrupted by the events of Donald Trump. Now, they also might be really disrupted by the events of the State of Jefferson movement. Oh, yeah, it's going to happen. And they're going to find out when things start going south for them. The State of Jefferson, when this whole thing rolls out, they're going to go, oops, we blew it in California because we lost the northern tier of California, plus the monoparty will be no longer. Jerry Brown will be no longer effectively the dictator of California. And that's what we're dealing with here, whether or not we want to have a dictatorship with Jerry Brown or what. Now, it's kind of interesting to see how this whole thing plays out, because we have a situation that's really kind of interesting in California with Jerry Brown. He's unique. He is a dictator. We're going to be talking about California again. This is an article that has been written by Katie Grimes in the next hour, so you don't want to miss out on that. I want to get through the whole thing going on with Donald Trump, especially now the next nominee that's out there for perhaps Attorney General, wouldn't this just be wonderful, is Jeff Sessions. Now, Jeff Sessions, he is the guy. He is the guy. He is the senator. He is the man. Alabama senator who about two or three years ago ran into our very own Chris Street, you know, who does all the financials for us. Chris Street. And Chris Street said, hey, you know what, Paul? I just met with Jeff Sessions. And he had a sit-down meeting with Jeff Sessions and advised Jeff Sessions that guess what? That the TPP was wrong. Remember, it was all secretive. Nobody could see it. Sessions didn't know anything about it. Chris had the information for Jeff Sessions and gave him a tutorial on TPP. And that tutorial continued. even till today, our very own Jeff Sessions is being advised by our very own Chris Street. So that's where this all comes from. And that's why TPP is out the door. We opened the transparency window for people here on Agenda 21 Radio and Chris Street. We're pretty happy about that. So when you think of TPP, think of Chris Street, and think of Jeff Sessions. Now, what will it mean to have a Jeff Sessions as Attorney General? He's got vast experience working in the legal system as Attorney General, and also I think he's done five terms as Senator from Alabama. So he's pretty strong. He totally gets it, what's going on, and he's been the first senator to come out and support Donald Trump. Now, we think this is all good. We think this is all very, very good that he is out there in support of Donald Trump. And we also think it's very, very good that what we have here is a senator who is strong, who is committed to the rule of law, and will continue to be committed to the rule of law as long as President Trump is in office. So we think that we were not going to get an Eric Holder who's going to be loyal to a criminal enterprise in the president. He is going to be loyal to the Constitution, which is the way it should be. You see, it's interesting that Donald Trump is proving to be a constitutionalist, much to the chagrin of people who say he's not a constitutionalist. Oh, by the way, did I mention the Constitution? Hello? Did I mention that when Sessions takes his oath of office, he'll be swearing just like law enforcement, everybody else who works for the federal government or been elected, to be protecting the Constitution and not a king, not a tyrant? However, we've just sort of lost sight, haven't we, with everybody in the Obama administration, because they're trying to protect their ideology. They're trying to check at the door their tyrannical ways, which is exactly what the Founding Fathers were trying to openly and aggressively prevent. Isn't that interesting? They wanted to prevent all this stuff from happening. And it's happening today. Should I say Lavoie Finicum in the murder of Lavoie Finicum, which, by the way, you sworn officers out there in Oregon, you Oregon State officers, guess what? You violated your oath, didn't you? Stay with us.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And make sure you buy your survival food. You never know what's going to be happening here in the next 60-some days with this president. And then afterwards, we're getting a lot of reports, and we're going to be reporting to you on those, hopefully in the third hour today, about what is going on with the movement of all these illegal aliens. And will there be attacks on our... Listen, I can't believe I'm saying this. I mean, seriously. Will there be attacks on our communities based upon what we're hearing? And we're getting some very interesting intelligence assets that are reporting to us. And they're saying, yes, there's the probability is very, very high. Now, whether or not proper law enforcement... And I really do believe that there's not going to be a federalization of our police forces. That's not going to happen. I think this whole thing has been blown up by the Malheur situation. And you know, this is one of the there's positive things that have that are coming out about the death of Lavoie Finicum. I mean, it's as sad and as brutal as that is, but it may be the fact that all of our officers that are sworn officers, your sheriffs out there, your city police, marshals. We just saw an incident of the marshals out there helping with the polling places. Have come around and said, "Look, it. We have sworn an oath to the Constitution, not to this president, who's acting like a tyrant." And therefore, they have to support the Constitution, and they are. That's good protection. That's good news for American people. Anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, as I say, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.